The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thanks so very, very much for joining me this afternoon. It's about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am delighted that you are a part of the program today, and I've got phone lines waiting for you if you'd like to get in on the discussion. We've talked a little bit about impeachment. We've talked about Chick-fil-A because kind of new developments. Franklin Graham has issued a defense of Chick-fil-A today after talking personally one-on-one with Dan Cathy, the CEO of Chick-fil-A, and that is causing quite a bit of controversy. Matt Staver with Liberty Institute has issued an open letter, a kind but firm open letter, saying, Franklin, you're wrong. You should have investigated this a little more. So it just continues to boil. And evidently, Paul in Grove City, now, Paul's in the witness protection program, so I have no idea whether he's actually in Grove City or who knows where he might be, but he is hiding from the authorities wherever he is. Paul, welcome to the program.
Hey, Bob, buddy.
Hey, Paul, boy, Paul, Bob, Paul, buddy, how are you, man?
We better talk a little quieter. You may have saved too much information about my whereabouts, so
yeah, well,
we can keep this a little quiet.
There's a Chick-fil-A in Grove City, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course there is, right there on Stringtown Road.
Yep, you got it.
Been there.
I really wasn't even sure, Bob, if I was going to call in, but when you had said about this agency or this marketing company trying to explore into going into Canada, I thought, well, bang, you know, the whole light bulb goes off like any company. It's all about the money.
Yeah.
And I think they're wanting to surrender some of their values and moral. If this is the case, I mean, I'm trying to be like you, Bob, about giving them the benefit of the doubt as the best possible. But, man, it just sure seems like the dots are being connected. And, I mean, good night. You know, I don't want to be downing them or anything, but man, they, you know, the Christian community has stood firm with them on a lot of stuff, like you've said so much, and I just don't want to see a company like you and everybody else.
Yeah. Boom. Well, you know, unfortunately, companies change. The company, you know, was founded by Truett Cathy. If Truett Cathy were alive today, we wouldn't be having this discussion. I'm almost positive of that. Dan Cathy, his son, took over the company when, even before Dad died, Dan Cathy took it over. And like I said, we're not best buddies, but I've interviewed Dan Cathy on several occasions and feel like I know him. And I can't imagine that he would sign off on this. I can't imagine this. What I suspect is this COO, Tim Tassopoulos. I don't know anything about him, but it's coming out today that he is a part of Boy Scouts of America. Well, yeah. We know what has happened to Boy Scouts of America and how they have compromised. If he is involved in Boy Scouts of America, then compromise seems to be a part of his character. I don't know, but I have a feeling, Paul, the last 3 days, Chick-fil-A's board of directors has had some very interesting meetings because they're in a mess. I mean, they are in a mess, and you have to know that they've called the board of directors together, and they have been having lengthy and possibly heated meetings over where they go from here. And I'm just praying that if this is the decision by primarily this Tim Tassopoulos, T-A-S-S-O-P-O-U-L-O-S, that the board of directors and Dan Cathy will right the ship. That's my hope. That's my prayer. Now, that's going to tick off the liberal left. They were ticked off before anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if Chick-fil-A came out tonight or tomorrow and said, you know what, we made a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
We began to leave our founding principles, and after a great deal of talk and consideration and discussion, we just want everybody to know we are returning to our original principles, and the liberal left, the LGBTQ activists would go crazy. But like I said, they were going crazy before.
Mm-hmm.
But if they don't do something like that, it's going to hurt them terribly in the Christian community.
Mm-hmm.
And let me ask you, Paul, do you eat at Chick-fil-A?
Not really, Bob. I respect what they stand for. I'm not big. I mean, a chicken gummy. I'm more of a chicken wing guy, like a rooster.
Oh, okay. You're a wingman.
Frickers or something like that.
Yeah, okay. All right. Because I was going to ask you if you were a patron of Chick-fil-A, if you feel a personal betrayal. Because I do. It's personal for me. I feel a personal betrayal.
Yeah. I just don't stand for the fact that what they're doing.
Yeah.
I guess we'll just wait and see what happens, Bob. But,
will. We will. Yeah. We will. All right, Paul, thanks for the call. Always appreciate it when you call.
God bless you, man.
You as well. All right, God bless. Bye-bye. We'll see. But you, like I said, you have to, I mean, this has been earth-shattering for this company. Chick-fil-A has never had this kind of publicity. Never. Chick-fil-A has always had the almost unconditional support of the Christian community in America. Probably no company in America has had more almost unconditional support from the Christian community than Chick-fil-A, which makes up a huge part of their clientele. All of it? No. What percentage? I have no idea. But so you know that they have had some interesting board meetings, and they're either going to remain silent and continue this direction. If so, it will be very, very sad. Or the board of directors will stand up and say, hey, this is not what we're about. CEOs and COOs do not have unlimited power in these large corporations. They don't. And so we will see. And, we will reserve final judgment until we get a real clarification from Chick-fil-A. And I hope we get it soon, one way or the other, so we know what direction they're headed. All right. You're listening to Bob Burney Live. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, and we will return.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Now, this is just kind of an FYI. There are other things going on in Washington, D.C., other than the impeachment hearings. Two more justices have been confirmed by the Senate, nominated by President Trump. Now, again, I want to make something clear. I don't believe Donald Trump walks on water. There is a particular talk show host, nationally syndicated, and every day it's like he walks on water. I saw him. He raises the dead. He heals the sick. I mean, his devotion for Donald Trump is so over the top. And it's so over the top. In my personal opinion, he has lost all credibility. He has lost the ability to objectively evaluate what the president does or does not do. He has no objectivity at all. It's like many, many, many liberals when Barack Obama was in office. It didn't make any difference what Barack Obama did. If Obama did it, it was good. It was great. It was wonderful. He walks on water. He raises the dead. There were many people who had that unconditional, blind support of Barack Obama. And in doing so, they lost all credibility because they have no objectivity whatsoever. Well, there are some Trump supporters that are the same way. They're so over the top. No matter what Donald Trump does, it's got to be good. It's got to be wonderful. It's almost miraculous. Why? Because Donald Trump said it, did it. Not me. I made you a promise before he got elected. I will give him credit where credit is due. I will give him criticism when criticism is due. And I think I've done a pretty good job of that. But here is the main reason why I supported Donald Trump and why, when the president does things that just drive me crazy, why I still support him. The main reason: his pro-life stance and the courts. He promised to appoint conservative constitutionalist judges. He has kept that promise. Here is the Miami Herald today. Two Miami-born Florida Supreme Court justices confirmed as lifetime federal judges. Here it is. Two Miami-born Florida Supreme Court justices were confirmed to lifetime appointments on the country's second highest federal court this week, giving Republican-appointed judges a majority on the Florida federal court that sends cases to the U.S. Supreme Court. Robert Luck, a 40-year-old South Miami native, was confirmed by the Senate on a 64-31 vote for an appointment on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit Court, which includes Florida, Georgia, and Alabama. Barbara Lagoa, a 52-year-old Hialeah native, who was the first Cuban-American woman on the Florida Supreme Court, was confirmed to the court on an 80-15 vote on Wednesday. Lagoa is the first Hispanic nominated by President Donald Trump to be confirmed for a U.S. Court of Appeals vacancy out of 48 judges. So the president continues to keep his promise concerning the courts and the judges. Now, again, if you care about the Constitution, if you care about freedom and liberty, if you care about religious freedom and religious rights, I don't care whether you are a Democrat or a Republican. When Donald Trump leaves office, whether it's at 4 years or 8 years, the federal courts in America will be fundamentally transformed since the Obama administration. The 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, very, very important circuit court in America, is now predominantly conservative. The 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals out in California which has for many, many, many years been the most liberal court in all of America, and because of that, the most overturned, is now just about even, if not slightly, leaning towards conservative. That is a huge transformation. When Donald Trump leaves office, no matter what else may happen, you know, he is going to be impeached. Now, again, please understand that does not mean he will be removed from office. This is a two-step process. House of Representatives votes for impeachment. Then it goes to the Senate. The Senate has to find him guilty of the charges leveled by the House of Representatives in order to be removed from office. If you will remember, Bill Clinton was impeached by the House of Representatives. It went to the Senate. He was not found guilty, and he was not removed from office. And he was more popular after the impeachment than before. I have a feeling that's exactly what's going to happen with Donald Trump. But anyway, when he leaves office, whether it's after 4 years or after 8 years, he'll have two great legacies. He's going to be known for his brashness. He's going to be known for the controversy. He obviously will go down in history as one of only three presidents where impeachment hearings were held. Out of all of our presidents, only three. But to conservatives, his real legacy will be his stand on life and the transformation of federal courts, which will last for years. The Supreme Court, for generations. And folks, listen. Now, I want you to be wise. Why are the Democrats pursuing impeachment? They know he will not be removed from office. There is probably, what, a 5% chance? There's a 95% chance that if he is impeached in the House of Representatives, there is a 95% chance it will go nowhere in the Senate. So why are they doing it? Supreme Court. If Donald Trump is reelected, or if a Republican is elected in his place, if a Republican sits in the White House in the next term, there is absolutely, positively no doubt that that president will appoint at least one and probably two Supreme Court justices. And that's why the liberal left is flipping out. They cannot allow Donald Trump to remain. It's about the Supreme Court. This is why the conservative community rallied around a pretty unpopular candidate named Donald Trump. It was the courts. It was the courts. That's why I voted for Trump. And that's what this whole impeachment charade is about. The liberal left cannot allow a Republican to stay in the White House. They can't because of the Supreme Court.